Look, every second Monday, we love having our next guest in. It's our chef, Gavin Foreman. Good morning, Gav.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. We love having you in because either one of two things happens. You either bring in some delightful food that is really nice and pleasant and it's a nice carefree experience for me, or you basically put me out of my comfort zone to the factor of like 100 to 1.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
But today you have not. You've decided to be nice. You must have had... You've picked up on a vibe that I really need someone to be nice to me, haven't you?
Oh, it was the tears. The tears kind of gave it away. Yeah. I was kind of like, he needs a food hug.
A food hug. Always up for one of those.
Oh, you see, food is very comforting, you know? People turn to food in times of need and times of everything. So I thought, I took one look at you this morning, went, yeah, the man needs some chocolate mousse.
There you go. You've just read my mind and my heart. So this is your recipe once
again. Yes, it is. We have a beautiful dark chocolate. I like to use about 65-70% cocoa, so it's not too sweet. And we use thickened cream, eggs, sugar. I like to use a little bit of Cointreau. So I give it a nice little orange flavour.
Oh, look, almost a Jaffa.
Yes.
Almost.
Almost a Jaffa. Just another fine apprentice. Jaffa.
Let's have a crack at this and see how we go. Now, because it'll take me a while to get through. You'll have to keep talking.
I'm sure this one won't be as intense as the last couple you've had to try. Like the sambal. Oh, there is a little bit of chili through the chocolate. No, there isn't. The look on your face. No, it's just chocolate and orange.
It would have been too bad because I've just taken a massive big spoonful of it, and this is very nice.
It's not the lightest mousse in the world because there is no egg white in it. I like to make it nice and dense. We tend to use Chantilly cream, which is cream with vanilla essence, sugar, all whisked together, and then a little bit of honeycomb on top. Have you ever made honeycomb?
You're looking at me as if you have to ask. Really.
I know, it's great, it's fun.
No, but
honeycomb's
I like
got three
it.
Ingredients, and it's so much fun to make.
Okay.
Golden syrup, sugar, bring to the boil, and then you add bicarb. Do you ever see kids with their project to their volcanoes? Mm-hmm. And it just goes boom, 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 boom. And we smash that up and we put it on top.
That sounds very lovely and sounds very naughty for you as
well. Oh, there's lots of sugar. Type 2 diabetes, here we come.
Thank you. That's why I've probably stopped at two spoonfuls. But it's very delightful, though.
Okay, you enjoyed that one?
I did. Now, I'm just going to, on your way out the door this morning, we were looking at the new type of chocolate that's actually come out.
The
pink chocolate.
Yes, I haven't tasted or tested or gone down that road yet, but I didn't see what was wrong with the last one we've been eating for the last 100 years or so.
No. So you're not really keen to give it a go?
Oh, I'll give it a crack. Mm. Let's see what it's got to offer.
Yeah, we might get you in when that one hits the shelves and we'll get some thoughts on it.
Not a problem.
Well, we love him, and he's brought in a nice dessert for us this week. Our chef, Gavin Foreman. I'll just go back to the chocolate mousse.
The chocolate. Yeah, back to there, not back to the chili sambal, though. Nope. Enjoy.
Okay. 2NURFM, 103.7. I'll stop eating you. Yeah.